And in preparing for this visit and thinking about other Americans who had come to this town, it occurred to me that one of them gave one of the best speeches that has ever, I think, been given by anybody on any topic. And so I decided that I would quote a few sentences from it because they resonate with my own experience coming here today. This is a speech not from last week, but this is a speech from 45 years ago. In a few hours, the speaker said, I'll tell you who it is shortly, but you may recognize the speech. The plane that brought me to this country crossed over oceans and countries which have been a crucible of human history. In minutes, we traced migrations of men over thousands of years. We could see no national boundaries, no vast gulfs or high walls dividing people from people, only nature and the works of man, homes and factories and farms, everywhere reflecting man's common effort to enrich his life. Everywhere, new technology and communications brings men and nations closer together. The concerns of one inevitably becomes the concerns of all. And our new closeness is stripping away the false masks, the illusion of differences, which is the root of injustice and of hate and of war. The words of Robert F. Kennedy, spoken here in Cape Town, June 6, 1966, in his speech, A Tiny Ripple of Hope. And those words, again, reflecting the shared humanity that we all have as our common ancestry, certainly fit nicely with this occasion, because it is by the study of the genome, more than perhaps anything else we've done in science, that we have learned to see with ever greater clarity that we all are part of one family, and that we are all Africans, and that we all started here, and that our future is knitted together just as our past has been. And so I thought that would be an appropriate way to begin to think about this topic today of genomics and global health in 2011.